Hi everyone, I'm Laura. I'm an occupational therapist and a yoga therapist, and this is Redford. Today we're going to be talking about the modern evolution of Kundalini Yoga and how we're taking this incredibly powerful and useful practice for the modern householder and using some of the new understandings of trauma and human anatomy and physiology to update this practice and make it more applicable to the modern world. The first tenet in this evolution of modern Kundalini Yoga is that we are teaching from a place of not just thinking about the energetic body and the subtle body, but also considering our physical anatomy and biomechanics. I know as I worked into my study of Kundalini Yoga, there was a bit of a disconnect between what I knew to be true about the body as a therapist and what I was actually doing in the Kundalini practice. And I had the experience several times where after doing a specific Kriya, my shoulder would hurt or my back would hurt. And I really started to think about how Kundalini Yoga is structured in the classic way to only focus on the energetic system. But the reality of yoga for a human being is that everything we do affects both the energetic system and our physical body. So if we can approach this from a place of understanding the body, our joints, biomechanics, sequencing, we're going to come out with a practice that is much healthier and more sustainable, that does not create pain and injury afterwards. Because I don't know about you, but if my practice puts me in pain, I'm not going to want to do it. So let's move into this space of updating Kundalini Yoga to be anatomy informed as well as energetically informed. The next key component to a modern Kundalini practice is that we are moving into this space of offering modifications and empowering the student to decide what is going to work best for their own body, because you are the only person who lives in your body 24 hours a day and knows your entire health history and how things feel in your body moment to moment. I like to remind people that yoga teachers do not read your mind. We don't know what your internal experience is. Only you know that. So you're the person who needs to make decisions throughout your practice of whether you need to continue something or whether you need to change something. What we're doing in this modern adaptation of Kundalini Yoga is saying that you are more than welcome, you are encouraged to find your own version of this practice. There is no have to, there is no one size fits all. It is your practice at the end of the day. And I always like to think about the process we go through when we tune in and we do the Adi Mantra at the beginning, and we say that we are connecting to the teachers that came before us, but very importantly, we're connecting to our own inner wisdom and letting that inner wisdom be our guide as we go into our practice so that we have that ability to discern, is this something that is healthy for me to do right now? Or maybe that's something that I'm going to leave out of my practice today. The next key part of this modern step forward in Kundalini Yoga is stepping away from the authoritarian way of teaching yoga, of saying that your body has to fit into this certain shape, or you have to do this sequence this one particular way. One of the things that I have learned and come to know through my years as a therapist and my years as a yoga teacher, there is no such thing as one size fits all. There is no technique or pose that's going to work for every single student that you have or every single person in a class. There's always going to be variation. So we are moving away from the have to and the strict rules, and instead we're going into this space of being trauma informed and understanding that part of creating a safe, open environment for yoga practice, a practice where students can actually get to know themselves and to feel empowered, is creating this safe space and this openness. It is about creating a interactive dialogue with the students where they don't have to take everything that I say exactly the way that I say it. If they want to ask questions or they want to change things in a way that feels better for them, they are more than welcome to, and they're actually encouraged to do that. When I see students making the practice their own, it helps me to know that they've gotten to a point in their practice where they really feel a deep connection to it and they've come to understand the messages that their body is giving them. They know when their body is asking them to change something or to take a break so that they don't go into that place of strain and injury. That's a really key thing within yoga. So we are moving away from teaching in an authoritarian, have to one size fits all way, and we're moving into this modern space of being trauma informed and understanding that every person who owns a human body and a human nervous system has their own relationship with trauma, and we can all benefit from working on our practice in a safe environment. The next principle of this modern practice of Kundalini yoga for me is moving away from the original teacher that brought Kundalini yoga to the West. If you've practiced Kundalini for any amount of time, you have probably heard of Yogi Bhajan. And he was the teacher who brought yoga in the form of Kundalini from India to the West. And you will often hear teachers say that they teach Kundalini yoga as taught by Yogi Bhajan. And I do not teach in that lineage for a number of different reasons. The main reason being that when I went into the process of doing research about Yogi Bhajan, I found his style of teaching, his practices, and the way that he conducted his organization to be very harmful to the people who were involved in it. And there are many stories, there are books, there are documentaries that you can look for if you want to find more information about his behavior and his conduct and why a lot of teachers have chosen to move in a different direction and create separation between themselves and Yogi Bhajan. Another way that we are bringing Kundalini yoga into the modern world is by empowering you, the student, the practitioner, to gain a deeper understanding of your body. So we're moving away from this kind of gatekeeper relationship where the teacher has all the knowledge and all the information, and the student must work with that teacher and must follow that teacher's rules in order to get the teachings. The newer modern way of teaching yoga is saying you, the student, have wisdom within yourselves. We are just going to go through a process of guiding you to open up those lines of communication so that you can make decisions for yourself. So no more gatekeeper patterns, no more authoritarian forms of you have to do this, you have to wear white, you have to wrap your head. We're moving away from that to say, do you feel in your practice where you are in your own healing journey, where you are in your own journey as a yoga practitioner, and where you are in your own personal journey? Do you feel like those things fit with your life right now? And then you get to make that informed decision of what comes into your practice and what doesn't. So we are empowering the student. We are helping them to gain that deeper understanding of themselves, connecting to that deep wisdom so that your practice is very much a product of tapping into your own wisdom rather than having to rely on the teacher. We are really just here to offer guidance and suggestions and to shine some light on the path that may be helpful, but at the end of the day, it's about teaching your students how to connect with themselves and how to make decisions for themselves so they will have the perfect practice that they need in that moment. And the final thing that I like to think about in this modern practice of Kundalini yoga is that we are creating a form of practice that plays nicely with others. And what I mean by that is, as I was coming up through my career as a yoga teacher, yoga was very compartmentalized. If you followed the Iyengar lineage, you stuck with that. If you followed the Kripalu lineage, you stuck with that. Or if you followed the Kundalini lineage, you were very much in that little box. And what I have come to see is that there are useful practices for people in each of the different lineages. And when we compartmentalize those, there's a lot that we miss out on. And from working as a yoga therapist and working as an occupational therapist, I know that when we are leading somebody on a healing journey and we are helping to facilitate the process of healing and trying to reduce that person's suffering, we need all the tools that we can get. And we therefore need to break down those separations and join together and say, any of these tools, techniques, lineages have things to offer through the process of healing, through the process of self-development. So let's be more cohesive in the world of yoga and less separated. Let's create a union in this process that we are all joined in of self-development and moving toward the highest version of ourselves through all the various different forms of yoga. So sometimes that might look like a fusion class or bringing in a warm-up from something else to really prepare the physical body for the kriya that you are about to practice. There is so much to be gained by bringing together the practices of yoga rather than creating further separation, because at the end of the day, yoga is about union and creating connection. I hope that this discussion of the modern practice of Kundalini yoga has helped you to gain a deeper understanding and maybe helped to get you excited about trying this practice. There's a lot of fear and misinformation out there about Kundalini yoga that keeps people from stepping into this practice, and I'm here to tell you that tapping into your Kundalini energy is simply the process of discovering your own untapped potential. Kundalini yoga is just your inner potential, and we are using this practice to activate and lift up that inner potential so that you become exactly who you were made to be. And that is the process that we are going to go through in a way that is informed by human anatomy and physiology. It is trauma informed, and it is all about empowering and teaching you, the student, to create the absolute best practice for you in wherever you are in your healing journey and your personal journey. So I hope that you will join me in this practice of modern Kundalini yoga to see just how powerful this practice is for the modern householder, the person who has other responsibilities and other things that they have to tend to within their life. Kundalini yoga is this very nice, powerful practice that you can fit into your day even with all of your other responsibilities. So, thank you for joining me in this video, and we will see you on the mat. Thank you for joining me in this video. If you would like more information on my classes, workshops, or working with me one-on-one, head over to my website, lauragyoga.com. Make sure that you are subscribed to my YouTube channel for more content like this, and check out these two videos next, which were picked out especially for you. I'll see you in the next one.